DOJ report details bias against pro-life groups, prosecutorial overreach under Biden, what to know. The Department of Justice released an 800-page report on April 14, detailing weaponization by the Biden administration of a federal law meant to allow access to abortion clinics, pregnancy resource centers, and houses of worship. The report followed an internal DOJ investigation as part of President Donald Trump's push to end abuse of Americans by government agencies. It reveals prosecutorial problems, surveillance activities undertaken by pro-abortion groups, failures to comply with federal law, and other alleged abuses. The DOJ's report described prosecutions under the FACE Act as the prototypical example of the weaponization of government that the Trump administration seeks to end. The Freedom of Clinics Act of 1994 is a viewpoint-neutral law that prohibits physical obstruction, intimidation, or injuring persons who are trying to access abortion clinics or pregnancy resource centers. Following the Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, the DOJ formed the National Task Force on Violence Against Reproductive Health Care Providers, referencing the FACE Act. The task force mostly consisted of members of the Civil Rights Division, but utilized broad cooperation between multiple sectors of the DOJ, U.S. attorneys, and the Office of the Attorney General. Its activities stand at the center of the alleged abuses in the report. Here's what to know. DOJ treated pro-life groups differently. According to the report, the task force treated pro-life groups very differently from pro-abortion groups. I think the single most important thing for the American people to understand is that the Department of Justice was working very closely with outside organizations to actually target individuals that were just at different views from that outside organization, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said during an interview with NBC. The report itself emphasized that it is unremarkable for the DOJ to receive tips from and coordinate with outside groups in its investigations, but indicated that the scale of coordination with pro-abortion groups indicated bias and prosecutorial overreach. Under President Joe Biden, the DOJ did not enforce the law evenly, the report stated. This is about the Department of Justice working hand in hand with outside organizations where their sole mission was to go after individuals who are pro-life, and the Department of Justice took that information, used it as part of their ongoing investigations and prosecutions, Blanche said. Crimes against pregnancy centers less prosecuted. While the DOJ under Biden brought dozens of cases against pro-life defendants, it only prosecuted three cases involving crimes against pro-life pregnancy resource centers. Trump pardoned 23 of those defendants in January 2025. 23 people were prosecuted. They should not have been prosecuted, Trump told reporters while signing those pardons, which came a day before the annual March for Life. Many of them are elderly people. They should not have been prosecuted. This is a great honor to sign this. Surveillance by pro-abortion groups. The report also highlighted how abortion rights groups perform detailed surveillance of their opponents and passed that information to the DOJ. Ahead of a June 2023 national event by Operation Save America, the National Abortion Federation compiled dossiers of anti-choice individuals likely to attend. This included phone numbers, addresses, and birthdays of some of the participants. It also included photos of them and their minor children, along with names of family members, and a record of their previous activism. The abortion advocate groups flagged events where they thought FACE Act violations were likely to occur. A similar document compiled by Planned Parenthood Federation of America called for significant judicial consequences brought against participants associated with Red Rose Rescue, a pro-life group that has been involved in several instances of blocking access to abortion clinics. Disparate cooperation. Pro-abortion groups, the report said, enjoyed easy access to leadership of the task force while pregnancy resource centers did not. Task Force Director and DOJ Civil Rights Division Trial Attorney Sanjay Patel was on texting terms with members of the National Abortion Federation, and the task force was in regular communication with the Planned Parenthood of America Foundation and Feminist Majority Foundation, according to the report. In 2020 and 2022, the National Abortion Federation asked Patel and his supervisor Principal Deputy Chief Paige Fitzgerald to serve as references for grant applications. Patel agreed, the report said. Meanwhile, the task force didn't coordinate meetings with representatives from pregnancy centers until September 2022, after vandalism and firebombings of pregnancy resource centers, it said. Internally, attorneys questioned whether to provide pregnancy resource centers with the same resources as abortion clinics, questioning whether these facilities fall under the FACE Act's scope, the report said. In October 2022, acting upon information provided by the National Abortion Federation, the DOJ charged a group of protesters who'd blockaded an abortion clinic around a year and a half earlier. Selective prosecution. Pro-life speaker Mark Houck was arrested after an altercation outside an abortion clinic in October 2021. He offered to turn himself in if charges were to be filed. Instead, the FBI raided his home just after 7 a.m. almost a year later, detaining him at gunpoint in front of his family. He was later acquitted, and won a $1.1 million settlement against the DOJ. In January 2023, a defense attorney contacted a U.S. attorney seeking information on FACE Act violations over the previous decade, with the intent of arguing that the DOJ was engaging in selective prosecution against protesters who opposed abortion. The DOJ refused to provide the information, and after repeated requests, Patel himself responded that his department didn't keep the records requested, and suggested the information could be obtained publicly with a bit of research. That wasn't true, the report said. In 2022, Patel had requested a spreadsheet of the DOJ's work enforcing the FACE Act, and had already shared a list of prosecutions with the National Abortion Federation. In an email, according to the report, Patel told a colleague that he didn't want to turn over the data because it may open gates we will struggle to close later. Disparity in sentencing requests. The report showed the DOJ requested sentences that were, on average, more than twice as long for pro-life defendants. In 2024, the CEO of Pregnancy Resource Center CareNet questioned Patel about the disparity in sentencing, asking for a listing of FACE Act cases and sentences, sorted by pro-life and pro-abortion defendants. The bottom line is that there appears to be a double standard in these cases and not equal treatment under the law, Roland Warren said in an email. So, I would like to know why this is happening and what will be done to deal with the seemingly biased administration of the law. Patel told him he would need to submit a Freedom of Information Act request. The report also found evidence of an anti-religious bias. In prosecuting defendants, it said, Biden's DOJ sought to exclude Christians from the jury pool but struggled to craft questions on religion without being obvious about it. A Department of Justice spokesperson confirmed in a social media post on April 13 that Patel, along with three other employees, had been fired. The Epoch Times attempted to contact Patel for comment, but was unable to do so by publication time.